Eliminating Waste in Business. Run Lean, Boost Profitably by Linda Orr and David Orr. Trapped by a mindset. We have become so trapped in our mindsets after the enormous surge in technology that we don't know how to think any other way. We've come so far with so much technology and innovation, and we do not seem to be using it properly. In our personal and professional lives, we have actually increased our daily costs and made our lives less efficient. First, strategy. Strategy is constant. Tactics change. Organizational strategy is the creation, implementation, and evaluation of decisions within an organization that enables it to achieve its long-term objectives. Organizational strategy specifies the organization's mission, vision, and objectives, and develops policies and plans often in terms of projects and programs created to achieve the organization's objectives. It also allocates resources to implement them. An organization needs to figure out what it does, make sure it is feasible, and do it the best they possibly can. They need to do with a complete customer focus in mind, at the most broad level. Waste from strategy and management. Strategy must include the overall vision of the organization, as taught in MBA schools, but it must also go way beyond what is taught in these classes. It must also include steps that are necessary to achieve this vision. If you take the time to develop strategies, you must take the time to understand the variables that reflect the success of your strategy and the inputs that drive those variables. Waste from growth. Michael Porter talked about the growth trap over 20 years ago in his paper on strategy in 1996. Yet we still see and hear about growth being a strategy. Porter said growth has a perverse effect on strategy. It incentivizes companies to go after the big customers for a quick win rather than building long-term and mutually beneficial customer relationships in order to obtain the large customers. Lower prices are offered, which limits profitability. The alternative is to grow by selling in low volume to customers willing to pay a higher margin for quality. Notice that there is still growth with this strategy, but there is a clear difference between growth as a strategy and growth resulting from customer service and excellent value. The former is a recipe for declining profits or a desperate move to reach some financial target, whereas the latter is a recipe for long-term profitability and appropriate growth, which the company can most likely handle without major investments. Second, marketing. Companies often pick the product they want to sell and think that if they market or advertise the heck out of it, the organization will magically grow. So many companies, from small to large, think that the more they pour into advertising, the higher their sales will be. The unfortunate news is this: there are no magic formulas, no one-size-fits-all approaches, and no quick fixes. And unfortunately, marketing efforts provide very little positive impact most of the time. Advertising tends to be quite ineffective. The moral is that it always comes down to slow and patient maneuvers, great customer service, and word of mouth. Waste surrounding the customer. There are two interconnected, broad categories of waste surrounding the customer. One deals with not understanding the customer's needs, wants, desires, and value systems, and the other deals with bad market research aimed at attempting to understand these customer needs. It all goes back to research, and many times it is extremely inefficient. Market research done right. Before you begin any research project, follow these simple rules. Define and establish the goals for your information needs. Conduct an information audit so you know what you have and don't have. Make sure this audit is conducted across every department. Thoroughly know and understand what data sources are available by big data providers. Gauge which method, tools, and analytical procedures are most applicable. Once these questions are answered, you can move to developing the structure of your market research project. Inefficient product or project development. In order to develop a good process, you start by mapping out the next few development projects. Along with mapping out the process, you'll want to note how much time each step takes, including any wait time between steps. A development process usually kicks off with some kind of information gathering, whether it is gathering customer requirements or market data. Once you have a starting point for the information gathering, along with a process skeleton, you can start looking at all of the process steps that were not common on the projects that you mapped. Third, sales. One of the biggest sources of waste in sales occurs from not treating sales like manufacturing. Just as in manufacturing, you have to understand and calculate sales force productivity. Sales productivity. The most productive salesperson is the one who spends more time analyzing accounts and less time courting them. It is these types of analyses and questions that companies rarely consider when they're trying to reduce waste in sales. Fourth, human resources. The HR department is responsible for many functions in an organization. In the case of human resource management, responsibilities include manpower planning, job analysis or description, wage analysis, recruitment, performance appraisal, training and development, employee motivation, benefit administration, dismissal, and labor relations. Unfortunately, in the administration of these HR activities, many organizations introduce waste. Much of this waste is created because HR tends to forget that they are a support function and that their job should be to support others, not to control. And some of this waste is created because activities occur in which there is no added value. Motivating without waste. 1. Know your employees. 2. Have great management. 3. Manage positively, not negatively. Rewards should be tied to positive accomplishments. If an employee has a weakness in an area, do not ask them to do that thing. 4. Do whatever is needed to help employees be healthy. 5. Offer competitive educational opportunities. You can, in the meanwhile, require employees to pass a probationary period prior to being eligible for educational assistance and then require them to repay any expenses incurred if they do not stay at the company for some period of time after the education is completed. 5. Technology. The greatest technology waste is not using technology. Technology is purchased for a host of reasons, some of them good and some of them bad. Many times, companies severely overspend on software, or spend the right amount, but do not involve the user in the purchase so that the software is still wasteful. Centralized or decentralized IT. IT is a support function that helps to maximize the efficiency of the core business operations, but in some organizations, IT sets policies that end up becoming barriers to organizational efficiency. IT's general lack of knowledge of a department's software needs can lead to decisions not to purchase software that has a good operational return on investment. Who better knows what kind of CRM system they need than the sales manager and Salesforce? The IT department might understand how a program works and what installation issues will be present, but they won't understand why the software is being purchased and what functions it needs. Performance metrics. To help avoid waste in IT, you should have metrics to determine where bottlenecks lie in your IT infrastructure. You also want to assess the degree of under- or overutilization of your systems. Examples of these metrics are 1. Response time. The amount of time it takes the system to respond to users during the highest utilization of the hardware. 2. Infrastructure utilization percent. This is the percent of the infrastructure capacity utilized throughout the day. 3. Customer satisfaction. As a support function, IT must be customer-focused and measure how satisfied the users of the IT systems are. 6. Finance and accounting. When business owners think they are controlling waste by managing it better, they, in reality, are creating waste. Tiered approval process. We all have approval processes in our companies, but when you have extra processing due to redundant approval processes, your processes are extremely wasteful. Moreover, consider that when more than one person is responsible for any given activity, then nobody's responsible. To get rid of this waste, you need to make each manager in control of her budget. Structure each department so that it runs like its own business. Budgeting. Part of creating a good budget is accurately forecasting revenue and expenses. Qualitative methods of forecasting are nice because they are cheap and work well when you have limited data. But they are not the most accurate. Quantitative forecasting is great if you have enough good data and the skills to analyze it. Leasing versus buying. There are various reasons to lease assets rather than buy them. These include but are not limited to the growth of technology, how long you need the asset, tax benefits, and financing options. You must also look at the terms for leasing or purchasing agreements available to you. Every business has risk, so you want to make sure that you don't put your business or yourself at risk if you find you have to break the lease or purchase agreement. 7th, business operations. Business operations are the functional areas where the product or service that the company sells is produced for the customer. Whether it is a product or component made by a manufacturer, consulting advice, a cheeseburger, or healthcare services, all businesses have operations. All businesses also have operational waste. Purchasing policies. Purchasing functions can often make or break the profitability of a company. One of the most wasteful purchasing policies is looking for the lowest price. Often the lowest price can be from the best quality supplier with the best service. More often, however, purchasers shop for the lowest price even though there are some quality, delivery, or service failures as a result. Your purchasing policies must be based on the total cost of purchasing. A new mindset. By examining the common business functions and their fundamental process wastes, you should question all of the processes and adopt the mindset: if you can't measure it, don't do it. Every resource, process, and activity should produce a positive ROI.